Thank you, Kyrgyzstan. Let us now go now to, I would, first of all, before going to the decisions, I would like to warmly thank the members of the TOS and the network of experts on behalf of the committee for their valuable work and contributions in support of the work of, on innovation and competitiveness. So now let us move forward to the draft decisions. I will read them, and then if we have any comments at the end, you can present them. Decision 2024-3A.1. The committee expressed satisfaction with the work of the team of specialists on innovation and competitiveness policies as described in the report of the team's 15th session, ECCCI ICP 2023-2, and thank the team's bureau for its guidance and the secretariat for its support on this work. Decision 2024-3A.2. The committee endorsed the policy recommendation recommendations on digital and green transformations, exploring the strategic dynamics of experimentation and learning, ECE-CICE-CECI 2024-3, and emphasize the need for further normative and capacity-building work on this important topic. It requires the Secretariat to electronically disseminate the policy recommendation to use in future capacity-building activities and policy advisory work. The committee also emphasized the critical importance of extra-budgetary funding for implementing its recommendations and called on donors and development partners to consider providing such funding. Decision 2024-3A.3. The committee welcomed the progress on the Innovation for Sustainable Development Review of Ukraine. The committee also welcomed the results of capacity building supporting the implementation of policy recommendations for the innovation from the Innovation for Sustainable Development Review of Uzbekistan. The committee also emphasized the critical importance of offering demand-based policy analysis and advisory services grounded in international good practices as developed under its auspices, and stress the importance of continued capacity building to ensure that the analysis of national innovation policies result in tangible improvements of innovation performance in beneficiary countries. It thanked the government of Sweden for its general financial support to the committee's policy analysis and capacity building work. The committee also emphasized the critical importance of extra budgetary funding for continuing this work and called on donors and development partners to consider providing additional funding. Decision 2024-3A.4. The committee welcomed the work done under the UNEC Transformative Innovation Network ETIN. It emphasized the crucial role of policies supporting truly transformative innovation for accelerating progress towards sustainable development and the potential of this work to contribute substantially to the cross-sectoral priority themes of the Economic Commission for Europe, that is, the circular economy transition and digital and green transformations. The committee noted with appreciation that ETIN has expanded to involve innovation policy stakeholders from program countries, including Central Asia, Eastern Europe and South Caucasus, and the Western Balkans. It welcomed the organization of two seminars with innovation policymakers and practitioners from the Western Balkans, focusing on the potential of transformative innovation and on innovation in the sector, service sector, respectively. The committee thanked the government of Germany for its generous financial support to this work. It called on donors and development partners to consider providing additional funding to enable continuation of these activities beyond 2024. And finally, decision 2024-3A.5. The committee welcomed the progress made by the SPECA Working Group on Innovation and Technology for Sustainable Development in support of the SPECA Strategy on Innovation for Sustainable Development, notably the Policy Handbook on New Innovation Policy for Transition Economies in the SPECA subregion that was recently issued as an official UN publication and a range of other capacity building activities. The committee reaffirmed the benefits of sub-regional dialogue and exchanges of experience on innovation policy grounded in international good practices for the SPECA region to progress towards the sustainable development goals. The committee thanked the Secretariat for supporting this process. It emphasized the critical importance of extra budgetary funding to maintain the activities under the SPECA strategy on innovation for sustainable development, including those of the SPECA network of business incubators and accelerators, and called on donors and development partners to consider providing additional funding. Any comments on the above drafts? Thank you. The committee therefore adopted decisions 2024-3A.1, 3A.2, 3A.3, 3A.4, and 3A.5. Now let us move to the next section, the Working Party on the PPPs. I would like to draw the committee's attention to the report of the seventh session of the Working Party on PPPs, ECECICIWPPP 2023-2. The committee will be invited to endorse the report of the last Working Party session and approve the guidelines on delivering PPP projects for sustainable economic recovery and reconstruction in support of the SDGs, ECECICIWPPP 2023-10. I will now ask the Secretariat to present the PPP work undertaken since the last session of the committee last year, both in terms of normative work and the policy advisory and capacity building support to program countries. Tony, you have the floor.